The most commercially successful music to come out of Nashville this year mainly sounded like this.
Hadn't had a good time since you know when.
A male voice, a mainstream country song. But for those who listened a little more closely to the sounds of the city, there were creative country women making music off the charts, while surprising scenes in other genres were popping up far away from Music Row. Here to share their thoughts and favorites from a year in Nashville music is Ann Powers. She's the music critic for NPR and an author, and Stephen Trageser, music editor of the Nashville Scene. Ann, you've written extensively about women in music. When you look at Nashville in the last year, do you see women leading in the same way as they have on the national stage?
I think women are leading from the ground up in Nashville. A major story of 2018 is, of course, the resistance to, let's say, mainstream country and country radio's unwillingness to play women artists. You've seen women organizing this year in Nashville. I think of the Change the Conversation advocacy group. I think of Song Suffragettes, the great songwriters around. And I think of individual artists like Kacey Musgraves.
Can you give us a little bit of insight in why you think that was such an important and interesting record?
Absolutely. Golden Hour is one of those albums that absolutely transcends and explodes this genre while also being in the pocket with it. So people might say Golden Hour doesn't sound like a country record, but it still adheres to the themes, uses imagery prominent in country, uses some of the instrumentation. It's just the future.
You can have your space, cowboy. I ain't gonna fence you in. Go on right away. In your Silverado, I'll see you around again.
Well, before we turn to other genres, we have to acknowledge a recent sad moment in country music history. The Billboard Country Airplay chart, for the first time in its history, which dates back to 1990, zero female artists in the top 20. And if you could barge in to one of those meetings with a radio programmer and say, you have to play this song by this female artist right now.
Oh my God.
What would it be?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot. I totally know what that song would be, and it would be Best Years of My Life from the new Pistol Annie's record, Interstate Gospel. First of all, it has, to me, the best first line of any song this year.
I picked a good day for recreational purposes.
That is a classic country line. And it, you know, Pistol Annie's, the trio of Angelina Presley, Ashley Monroe, and Miranda Lambert, that is the cream of the cream. The record is so great. They're at the top of any chart, as far as I'm concerned.
So, Stephen, on the cover of Nashville Scene's year-end music issue, you chose, appropriately enough, a transplant. Julian Baker, she came over from Memphis this year. Her supergroup, Boy Genius, which is my favorite band name of the year, with Phoebe Bridgers and Lucy Dacus, they had their debut at the Ryman. Why did you choose Julian Baker as representative of the Nashville music scene this past year?
Well, she represents a lot of the things that people traditionally associate with Nashville in terms of really great, emotionally intense, nuanced songwriting that is also representative of a group of people that are not traditionally associated with taking positions of power in Nashville. Yeah. And it's helping show some of the way forward.
I look at you and you look at a screen. I'm in the backseat of my body. I'm just steering my life in a video game.
One of the things on the Nashville Scene's year-end wrap-up is a look back at Nashville hip-hop. There wasn't a single artist who broke through, but what have you seen of the scene itself in this past year and how it's growing and what you're hearing from that?
One of the stories that I really enjoyed following this year was Daisha McBride, who's a Knoxville native who came to MTSU. She graduated from MTSU this year and chose to move to Nashville over moving somewhere else like Atlanta or New York, a place with an established hip-hop scene.
Young spitter, no chick illa. Swag so different, you gon' have to look this fit up. I look in the mirror, be like, Daisha, ha, you the best. The girl been hungry for the top like Budapest. The girl that raps, I know you heard about that. Need a massage, cause I put the city on my back.
And it's just a tip of the iceberg. Just like there are tons and tons of writers who are in the hip-hop community in Nashville who are doing incredible work. There's such this weird disparity where it's like, you see singer-songwriters in every bar on every corner, but hip-hop shows, especially from local artists, are fairly few and far between.
Let's put that on the list of goals, Nashville, for 2019. Let's see more venues booking hip-hop.
Yes, please.
Well, thank you guys for doing this.
We do have to mention one more thing. We got a shout-out to the heart and soul of Nashville this year, because John Prine had such a year. He's making great music, played the Ryman numerous times, was nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Thank you, John Prine, for being our guiding spirit.
I think that'll be great to go out on.
Yeah.
Thank you, John Prine.
Because then I'm going to get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm going to smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm going to kiss that pretty girl on the tilt-a-whirl. Yeah, this old man is going to town.